This is a document, so to speak, on freeze-dried krill. Just a couple of things I know about freeze-dried krill. I guess three or four things, actually, and I'll make it as brief as possible. Freeze-dried krill, krill is basically a shrimp that lives in the ocean. It doesn't get very large, although most of what you buy is a little bit smaller than what's out there in the ocean most of the time, and I don't know if they farm it or not. Krill is called Euphausia superba, and it's a kind of a translucent little shrimp. It looks a little bit like a ghost shrimp, really, until you cook it, at which point it's orange. Then they dehydrate it, take all the water out of it, and it becomes this light, fluffy, looks like a cocktail shrimp that you'd have on your table, only it's very tiny. So, and I'm sure I'm showing you a picture if this is in a video format. So that's freeze-dried krill. There's one key thing for you to understand about the storage of freeze-dried krill is keep it dry. Those annoying little, well, at least I hope you get annoying little water desiccant packets that come in with in the jar with the freeze-dried krill, please don't remove those. The krill has to stay crunchy or it begins to decay, and it can be kind of a hazard at that rate. Which brings me to my next point about freeze-dried krill, and that is that it can kill people in a very, very roundabout way. What happened was their ships would be bringing in freeze-dried krill for repackaging, and they had some in the hold of a ship, bone dry, and, you know, as much as they could. Something happened, and the freeze-dried krill got wet. Wet enough to start the decay process. And within hours of getting wet, the freeze-dried krill starts to break down into ammonia at such a rapid and aggressive rate, it can even produce ammonia gas. Well, some guy fell into the hold with that freeze-dried krill that was wet and producing ammonia gas, and they couldn't get him out in time. They literally couldn't drop a ladder to him and get him out in time before his lungs were demolished by the ammonia gas. I'm not going to, there's no threat to you with a pound of wet freeze-dried krill in a metal can. I'm just explaining to you the reason why it's so important that the freeze-dried krill stay dry is because its decay process is rapid and the ammonia smell can be very strong. And if you open your freeze-dried krill and you smell ammonia, then somewhere in there you've got wet, decaying freeze-dried krill. Third thing I know about freeze-dried krill is nothing on the planet pushes growth in fish as hard as freeze-dried krill. And I've tried a lot of things. I like to buy giant gouramis, for example. And I enjoy bumblebee gobies, and there's lots of cichlids, flowerhorn cichlids and stuff that I like to push the growth on. I like to enjoy the adult specimen as quickly as possible. And when I'm trying to push growth, I really prefer to feed a balanced pellet or flake to small fish. It's easier. You can take some tetramin growth and color. They call them discs or flakes or not flakes, crisps, yeah. And crush them between your fingers and put that in the water, and it's a balanced nutrition, and it pushes growth kind of and color and that sort of thing. And it's a great healthy diet, and that's what I feed the tropical fish tanks. That's fine. I'm sure there's fancier ways to do it. But it will not push growth like freeze-dried krill. If you're breaking up freeze-dried krill and giving that to the fish, I have found that to be fattening, and it improves their health, and the carotenoids in the freeze-dried krill improve the color, or at least preserve it. But mainly, crushed up and given to small fish, it pushes growth like nothing else. And then when the fish get larger, like if you are growing giant gouramis and they can take a whole krill without even chewing it, keep it going because it keeps pushing growth really, really hard. And I haven't had any problems with that. And what's funny to me is that freeze-dried krill isn't supposed to have soluble fiber. It's not supposed to have much in the way of vitamin C. It's not going to have – there's so many where's the calcium? I mean, I just don't understand how freeze-dried krill provides these growing fish with the nutrients that they need, and yet since forever I've been pushing growth in goldfish and flower horns and bumblebee gobies and everything, and having excellent luck with it, waiting for the appearance of nutritional deficiencies and never seeing any. So from a professional standpoint, I've got to recommend that you feed a balanced flake and a, you know, some balanced nutrition, or at least get that in there between feedings of freeze-dried krill. But on the personal side, as a fellow hobbyist, I got to tell you, I've had great luck growing fish with freeze-dried krill and scarcely anything else sometimes. So those are the three or four things I wanted to tell you about freeze-dried krill. If I'm forgetting something, I'll probably put it up as another, quote, article on my website. And if you're a newsletter subscriber, you might get a notification about the appearance of that document. But that's basically what I wanted to tell you as a recap. It pushes growth, and it's very healthy for the fish. It's easy to get. Just keep it really dry. And then if you're at a cocktail party and you want to impress or interest somebody, you can tell them that somebody died of freeze-dried krill. Fascinating fact. Have a great day.